Today I'm with Jess Thomas, who is the On-World Service Manager for the Royal Voluntary Service. Good afternoon, Jess.
Hello.
And I've spoken to one of your colleagues and she put me in touch, so don't be too frightened.
Okay.
Sorry. Did you get good feedback off Karen?
Yeah, I did. She said that it was something I should definitely come and do. She really enjoyed it.
There you go. Shows I'm doing my job right then. So as we say, you're the On-World Service Manager for the RVS. Just give us a brief overview of what your role is all about.
Obviously it's here to support the volunteers, but also to coordinate with the hospital, just check that the volunteers are kind of placed right, that everything's going well with them, and really we're just here to support the patients within the hospital.
So what sort of services do you oversee then as a manager? What sort of areas do you manage?
I'm the volunteer manager really, so I make sure that all the volunteers are in the wards that they need to be on, that they're doing the things that they need to be doing, and really just that the patients are supported in the best possible way they can by the volunteers and also the staff.
So I asked you on my way in if you had a busy day and you said, yeah, it's been quite busy. Yeah, it's a Monday as well. What sort of tasks do you have to carry out day to day? What do you get up to?
Well, I've just been liaising with the ward today and working out a little bit of stuff to do with how we can move forward some of the volunteer plans, looking at creating some activities with the volunteers. I've also been doing a couple of support plans for the volunteers, so making sure obviously after a certain amount of time we contact them and just put things in place if they need any extra support or training. And then I've been also organising some things for the dementia conference, putting together kind of volunteer packs and looking at, we have an end date for a coordinator in our Barrow and Furness service. So I've just been looking at some things we can do with that as well.
How is it managing a group of volunteers?
Oh, it's lovely. It's really nice.
They'll be glad to hear that. Keep that one short and sweet. It's lovely. Yeah. They're all lovely. So you work with dementia patients, if I'm not wrong. Just give us a brief insight, and I know it's very varied, isn't it, what I'm going to ask you. Just give us a brief insight into dementia and the effects it can have on a person.
Dementia is a banner term for several diseases of the brain. So it covers things like Alzheimer's, possibly vascular dementia and other different forms of dementia, of which there's up to 100 different types. So how it manifests itself is completely different in every person. You can have people who previously were quite outgoing who become more introverted, or vice versa. You can have people, the first thing that people think of when they think of dementia is a memory loss problem, which is correct. That is often how the symptoms are first noticed in somebody. But it also has different things that can go with it, such as perception problem, problem how people perceive things, a problem sometimes in communicating with people.
I did an interview a few months ago with a lady whose mother had just been diagnosed with dementia, and she owns a pub, she's a landlady, and she started up a coffee morning for people with dementia. Is things like that out in the community important, do you think, for people that are diagnosed with dementia?
Absolutely. I think support for people who are diagnosed with dementia, but also for their carers, is vital. Often when people are diagnosed with dementia, it's quite different to being diagnosed with some of the other medical situations people can come to hospital with, because there is a distinct lack of support for people with dementia. So it means that these services, such as coffee mornings, are even more vital than they are for other people.
So as we're on hospital radio, we'll make it sort of topical. For someone who may be in hospital now who might have dementia and they might be going back out into the community, how can they get the help and support they need when they're back out at home?
Well, for example, we have the Bay Dementia Hub, which is run by Diane Smith, who's a dementia matron, which is on the first Friday of every month at 1:30 at St John's Hospice in Lancaster. And that's a fantastic way of just checking in and finding out what services and support is available.
And how can people contact the RVS, the Royal Voluntary Service, for all the help and everything, anything they might need?
Through our website. If you just go on and look at the Cumbria Hub, it's right there.
All there for them.
It certainly is.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to your daily routine, Jess, and thank you very much for speaking to us.
Oh, thanks very much for having me, Lewis.